pages 10 and 11, planning from now until 2036. And these pages have a map of the Fareham area. The map shows the Fareham areas with urban areas, allocations proposed in the draft local plan 2017, and countryside. And it shows Porchester all the way through to Loxheath and Burridge. It shows the area where the Wellbourne Garden Village will be. It shows land south of Loxheath down to the shore, Stubbington and Dedalus. Moving on, finding land for new houses. You can help the council decide where development is best placed to meet the borough's needs over the next 15 years or so. Are there areas that you think would support future growth or that merit protection from any future development? You can also help the council to decide which landscapes are the most valued across the whole of Fareham. Are there areas that you think would support future growth or that merit protection from any future development? And what kind of landscapes do you value in the borough? The council wants to encourage the redevelopment of brownfield sites, but there are only so many available within the borough. Greenfield sites will also need to be found to meet the government's increased housing targets for Fareham. We have looked at all greenfield areas across the borough, taking into account land ownership and other significant factors, to formulate our proposed approach. Starting with land between Fareham and Stubbington. This is a large area of open countryside south of Fareham and to the north-east of Stubbington. The council already proposed to allocate land east of the new Newgate Lane for housing in the 2017 consultation document. Previous planning policies have designated this whole area as a strategic gap in order to prevent Fareham and Stubbington from merging and help to define distinctive communities. However, extensive areas have been promoted to the council for development. Given the additional housing requirement, the council is having to look again at the purpose of this existing strategic gap and its characteristics. There is an approved application to build the Stubbington bypass within this area. The alignment of the new Stubbington bypass may limit the area's potential for development, particularly in terms of noise. Careful planning could prevent these two settlements from joining up, whilst also delivering much needed housing, which could bring with it significant community, leisure and environmental benefits. Do you think this area could support good growth whilst preventing the two communities from joining up? And now, land west of Porchester. A large area to the northwest of Porchester, known as land west of Down End Road, has been promoted for development. There are ongoing discussions with both highway authorities and site promoters about whether access and capacity issues could be successfully overcome for development to come forward. If the transport constraints could be resolved, do you think this area could support good growth? This is in addition to the land the council proposed to allocate to the east of Down End Road in the 2017 consultation document. To the southwest of Porchester, whilst the Cranley Road appeal opened the door to development land close to the urban edge, areas of undeveloped valuable landscape remain along the coastal area. No further sites have been promoted to the council in this coastal area since the 2017 consultation. Additionally, the council recognises the importance of the undeveloped coast and its limited scope to accommodate further development.